Hi, my name is Issa Soto. I am 14 years old. Today is November 24th, 2017, and I'm speaking with Elba Gonzalez, who is my aunt, and we are recording this interview in Napa Valley, California. What is your happiest moment and the saddest?
My happiest moment was witnessing or having the whole family together, getting ready to welcome the birth of our first niece, our first my sister, the oldest one, having her first child. So just pretty excited about that. I'm pretty happy for all of us and myself. And the saddest moment is that when we immigrated here, we left family behind, and I was 11 years old at the time, so leaving my stuff, my two dogs, since I've had they were with me since they were puppies, and leaving my home and my family and my friends.
Who has made an impact on your life? How did they impact your life?
My parents and my siblings have all made an impact in my life, each one in their own way. Both of my parents, just always making sure that we had a roof over our head and food and safety. And I really appreciated them for, we may not had had a lot, but we did travel and do little small trips and did hiking and things like that. And my siblings, I'm the youngest of five, so each one very unique in their own way. And I see them as, I learned from their mistakes, and I also learned a lot from their successes.
Who was your favorite sibling growing up, and why?
Well, if I had to pick one, I'm gonna pick a couple. When I was little, my sister Gabby was my favorite sibling because I only got to see her every so often because she's 6'4" and she played for the Mexican basketball national team. So I'd only see her maybe once every 4 months for a week. And it was just so much fun to have her around. And she played basketball, and I loved basketball. So she was my favorite then. And then now, well, my sister, Arcelli, your mom, is my favorite sibling because we've just been really through a lot together, and we haven't really been separated in, by either space or time or anything. We've just been along the ride of life together, and it's been pretty fun.
What is your favorite moment together for both of them?
So with my sister Gabby, when I was 14, and my 15th birthday was coming up, and I didn't want a quinceañera, which is a traditional party that you celebrate when you turn 15 in Mexico, but instead I went to go visit her in New York. She was living in Brooklyn at the time. And I spent 2 weeks with her, and it was so much fun to be in New York with her, and just hanging out in the Big Apple. That was fun. And oh yeah, and she helped me get my eyebrows done for the first time. It was really cool. Gosh, my funnest time with my sister Arcelli. There's actually too many to count, but the most recent one that we just had a blast and we were laughing every single day was a trip that just her and I made with really no kids, no husbands, just her and I, and my dad came with us, and it was a trip to Peru, and we were just enjoying a new country, new food, new different culture, and just having a blast.
How was your life growing up?
I think overall pretty I'm grateful. I wouldn't change anything. I grew up, I think, in three different types of cultures, and born in Mexico, and then lived in Madison, Wisconsin, and then back to Mexico, and then moved to Napa, So that whole moving around just built up my resiliency to just understand life by living through the challenges and trying to get over it, and making sure I can get through the obstacles. And but what was most important is that no matter where I went, family was family, and having also really good friends was important. And those strong bonds are will last you forever, no matter where you go. Yeah, it was pretty fun. I wouldn't change that. It's made me who I am today.
What is your favorite family moment and why is it your favorite?
Ooh, Let's see. I don't know. We've had pretty fun ones. I guess I'll just go with the most recent one. I think the last time we were all together in this big trip, was going back to Madison, Wisconsin. And together remembering our childhood memories in this one place where we all made it was just a turning point in our lives and all of our lives. And it was really fun to go back there and remember the funny things and the scary things. And just having a blast reminiscing and going back in time a little bit. So that was a lot of fun.
Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today?
Absolutely. Lots of them. I think the most critical one was the one where we moved here. It was a very positive move, even though it was the most difficult and hardest thing I think I've ever done, especially as a child. You don't understand. It's hard when you're 11 to understand the big picture. And when people say, "What do you think about 10 years from now?" and you're 11, you're kind of going like, "I don't know." It was very positive because I think there was just the opportunities that my parents saw, even though we didn't quite understand it at the time. It later on became very clear, and because I'm able to be who I want to be, in a place that I just love very dearly. So.
What are you the proudest of, personally and professionally, in your life?
I think what I'm proudest of is that I'm very proud of who I am. And it's been a challenge to feel confident and comfortable and proud of just being me. Because I come from a multicultural background and I speak multiple languages and kind of proud of the fact that I can, that a challenge can come to me and I feel really confident that I'm able to overcome it. That there's really that I get scared and that I feel fear. Yeah, but once you realize that you've kind of been there, done that, it actually it's not it's it's possible. And there's very little out there that I don't think I can't do, but also understand that I can't do it alone. So I'm very proud that I am who I am and that people love me for who I am, and that makes me happy every day.
Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you've ever done?
Oh, the dumbest thing. Okay, and this is for high school kids. All right. Let's see. I think the dumbest thing I've ever done is maybe not listening to my parents when they were really trying to tell me something, and you're kind of going, "No, I know better. Like they don't understand me." But no, they really do know more than I do. or than I did when I was a kid. And yeah, they, because they love you, they do want what's best for you. And really, if I had taken some of their advices, I think it would have been a fast track to getting to where I wanted to, where I am today. But then at the same time, those are the challenges. So, yeah.
How has your life been different than how you imagined it when you were younger?
Very different. But I don't, I don't regret it. Different in the sense that, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a basketball player, and I wanted to get a scholarship and go to university and be a basketball player while I studied, I don't know what, wasn't quite sure. But then I moved here, and I realized that I wasn't that good of a ball player, loved basketball, but yeah, I realized that I wasn't going to make a career out of that. And then I went into math, and I really liked math because I didn't speak English very well, and math was my way to prove myself that I could do something. And so I actually got into UC Davis with I got into the engineering school, and then later on I changed that because I just, it didn't make me happy. And I changed careers to international relations, and I wanted to work for the United Nations. But I lived abroad for a year, and then realized that I wanted to set roots. I wanted to go back home and be home and be with my family, because I had been moving around so much that it just felt nice to just settle. But I'm happy. So yeah, I wanted to be a basketball player. And then an engineer, and then work for the UN. And now I live here in Napa and kind of fulfilling a little bit of everything, which is nice, except the basketball part. I do hope that one day I get to coach middle school or high school basketball. That's kind of one of my dreams, but that might have to come much, much later in my life. But yeah, I love what I do now, and it's related to everything that I wanted to be.
Okay, thank you, Ella, for talking with me, and goodbye.
Thank you for asking me these questions. This was fun.